Welcome to the Christian Sheepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Angel Santos. Today's topic is what to post to get a client ASAP. In this episode, which is super, super juicy, that is exactly what I'm going to share with you. And let me tell you how this came about really quickly. So, over the past 2 weeks, I was talking with a client and she was looking at how to add additional income to her existing clients. And I asked her, what do you do for them? And it was more so on the administrative task. And I said, well, why don't you offer marketing services? And I gave her a short script to how to approach the client. You could say, hey, currently I manage this, this, and this for you, which I know takes tasks off of your plate and gives you back time on your calendar. I said, what if the next time you had a conversation, you say, in addition to the administrative tasks, I wanted you to know that I could help you also with your lead generation by each week spending 5 hours on your marketing, where or 2 hours, however many she wanted to add to her current workload for that client. And I said, you can say you'll book them for podcasts and speaking engagements and webinars and just different offline and online marketing opportunities. And do you know what she said to me? It caused me to laugh. She said, what other marketing is there besides social media? And it brought to my attention how, because of the great and massive opportunities that social media offers, a lot of people think that social media is marketing. That if they're an entrepreneur, an accountant, a consultant, a coach, an author, etc., they need to be on social media. And while it is a great marketing tactic, a tool, it is one of many. Social media is only at the time of this recording about 40 years old. People have started and ran successful 5, 6, 7, and 8-figure businesses for years, for centuries without social media and even without the internet. And that's why it is so important to know how marketing works. Not just how social media marketing work, which is one of many, but the very foundations of social media. I'm sorry, the very foundations of marketing. Because when you really understand how marketing works, then you'll understand how to fix it when it's not working. And instead of wondering, how can I get more revenue? How can I make more money? How can I get another client? You'll know exactly what to do because it's a process, right? Now, of course, we're not going to get into in this particular podcast, nor could I cover it in one episode, but that's why we cover it in detail in my Christian CEO program. And I actually help you plan your marketing offline and online in my Faith, Freedom, and Finances Masterclass, which, by the way, if you want to check out after this episode, you can save 50% using the code podcast. You can find the link to that masterclass in the show notes or by going to thefaithmasterclass.com, THE Faith Masterclass.com. Now, let's get into what to post to get a client ASAP. And this is really important because there are all kinds of reasons why you may be looking for a new client. And I know it can be intimidating and sometimes overwhelming when we are trying to think of how we can get a new client, and maybe you are feeling stressed because of maybe financial obligations that you have coming up or whatever it is. And so sometimes when you are dealing with other issues, then the creative part of your brain isn't working as quickly and as well as it can. And so I want to give you 10 ways that you can take action on today without spending a dime, right? So these are all free ways that you can use a social media and a few other online tools to get a client. And the first one is you can email a past client and ask if they have a referral, right? And I want to make really clear that if you are at the stage in your business where you have an email list, I do not mean sending an email blast. I mean just logging into your Gmail and sending a personal message from you to them, ideally adding some type of information that you know based on your relationship with them, saying about how you enjoyed having them as a client and you would like more like him, right, to support on your mission. You could add your mission if you'd like. And just ask if they know someone who's looking for help, because you'd love to reach out with some free or paid resources that would be beneficial to them. So often we forget to revisit the people that we have helped, right? The people who are a witness of how helpful you and your services can be. This can be very, very effective. This method, it does not involve social media, and you can literally do this once a day. The next one is emailing a past client and offering a free session, no strings attached, right? And so what this looks like is, let's just say you have a ladder of or a variety of products and programs and services that you offer. And maybe you have a past client who did maybe your first and second level, but you still have, you know, levels 3 through 5 that you really believe could help them. Now, instead of just reaching out and saying, hey, you know, are you ready to work with me again? What you could do is say, it was a pleasure having you in our community. We did great work together. I'd love to know how you're doing. And also, if you'd like to redeem a free bonus session, no strings attached. And when I say no strings, I really mean no strings. What that means is, if they agree to the call, which if they enjoyed their time with you, whatever service you gave them, they probably will. So if it was, you know, a website, you know, tech issue that you fix, or a marketing graphic, whatever it is that you do, offer them some of that for free. And at the end of it, do not charge them anything and do not fail anything. Don't say, hey, if you enjoyed this, you should check out my this, this, or that. Because here's the thing, when you offer them the free session, or, you know, free hour of help or VA support or whatever it is that you do, and then at the end you say, it was a pleasure working with you again, and then you leave, right? You remove any pressure that they may have thought would be there, right? Because we live in a time where, unfortunately, some marketers use free things to like reel you in, and they really just spend most of the time trying to sell you something, right? So one, you put them at ease. Two, you remind them of how valuable working with you is. And what will happen is that either immediately, or it could be weeks or months later, when they are ready for your help again, they will reach out, because they have just been reminded how effective working with you is. So this is a very effective strategy. I highly recommend it. And just remember that it's a free offering, no strings. That's very, very important. The next strategy is, you can email a past client and just check in. Be a human. Sometimes, unfortunately, again, because some marketers teach practices that can come off a little bit more on a spammy side, sometimes we forget to just be social. Sometimes we forget to be humans and check in on other humans. So what emailing a past client and just generally checking in on how things are going, if you have any, offer it in the email and that's it. It just really refreshes the connection, and it can lead to something. And it can lead to something natural, which is the best way, because now they're reminded of who you are. Now they're more likely to start checking your emails if they have stopped opening them. Now they're more likely to go on your social media if they had stopped engaging. And now, if they run into someone without you even asking them for a referral, if they run into someone who happens to tell them they have an issue that you solve, you will be the first person on their mind, right? So this is, it can seem very, very simple, and it can be very, very effective, right? And again, these are three things you can do from your computer, no cost to you, highly, highly effective. I am only giving you strategies that I have done, that I know work, and that my clients have used time after time. And they're all very simple as well. So there's no excuses on why you can't execute them. Okay, the fourth one is you can email a lead to ask if they're still looking support in an area. Now, I know lead can be somewhat of an industry term, so let me define what a lead is. A lead is someone who has expressed interest in working with you, right? So it's not someone who has liked your post, okay? Someone who has liked your post is just someone who has liked your post, even if it was a business post, right? A lead is someone who has specifically, like if you posted on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or Pinterest, and you said, I teach women how to save for their first house, comment below if you'd like the free guide. And they said, me, I'd love access to your free guide. That is a lead. That person identified themselves as someone who is interested in learning from you, right? They have raised their hand and said, hey, I'd like some help. So what you can do is you can email them and just ask if they're still looking for support in the area that they once expressed interest in. And the reason why this can be so powerful is because most people do not follow up in some industries like real estate. I know for one, some network marketing companies I know as well, they really push follow up. And it's because it works, right? For one, it helps people remember who you are, what you do, right? And a lot of other industries, because people can become an entrepreneur just by saying they're an entrepreneur and they can just start a business. So they don't learn the foundations of business. They don't learn the foundations of marketing, right? Of revenue projection, all these essential elements of what it really takes to build a successful business, no matter the size. Right? It's not just Fortune 500 companies who need things like a business plan and revenue projection and a marketing plan, right? And a sales conversion plan. And it's not just real estate agents or network marketers who need to follow up, right? Following up with people is a great strategy, especially because they've already literally said they want help. And while they may not have been ready to work with you right then, they may be in a place now where they are. So once again, that just looks like saying, hey, I saw that you responded to my Instagram a couple of weeks ago when I posted on this topic, or hey, I saw that you downloaded my guide on how to budget, or you know, something like that. And I was wondering if you're still looking for support in that area. And you can say, so you can just leave it at that. You can also say something like, I offer free and paid resources in this area. You know, you can schedule a call with me here to chat, and I'm happy to recommend whichever would be most beneficial to you at that time, right? So it just depends on if you want to use an email to book a call, or if you want to use the email for them to just kind of respond and go that way. On that, I will leave it to whatever you are most comfortable with. The next strategy is to DM a lead to ask if they're still looking for support in the area they showed interest in. So the difference between this is, instead of email, now you're going to use social media. So if they express interest on Facebook, DM them on Facebook. If they express interest on Instagram, DM them on Instagram. And a beautiful thing about this is that it's not spammy, right? You're literally just showing concern. Okay, the sixth way is to reply to a comment from a lead, from someone who has showed interest, to see if they're still looking for support in the area. So instead of sending a DM, you're actually going to reply to the actual message or comment that they have left you. And I want to encourage you to, this can be a week old, it can be a month old. I'm just going to be really transparent and share that there was a time when I would just focus on lead generation, like just getting visible, getting visible, getting visible. And I would have hundreds sometimes of people respond to my post, right? And then my follow-up wasn't great. I'm just going to be honest. And so it wasn't until I hired someone to support me with it. Part of that was on me, and part of that was the numbers. I'll still take responsibility for that. And so what I did is I hired someone, and I'm like, you're over responding to these people and then following up every so often, right? Now you can do this yourself, okay? I'm just being transparent. And for a reason, I want you to know that don't let time deter you. So when I hired this person, because I had so many of these posts, she was like, which one should I start with? I was like, well, you know, it's okay. I was like, let's do the most recent and the oldest. And the oldest was like 2 years old. And do you know, one of the people that she checked in with, and it was like a 2-year-old post, actually reached out to me a month later and booked a 4-month program, right? So that was a 4-figure package that that person bought 2 years later. So if you have people who showed interest a while ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, 1 month ago, don't let that stop you. Okay. And for those of you who are like, no, not, I don't have any, that's okay. You can use what you'll learn in this podcast to create some, right? Okay. Beautiful. And if you want to master that skill, definitely join us in Christian CEO. Alrighty, so seven is actually really perfect because it's a super simple way to get people interested in what you do, to actually attract leads online, which is the start of the sign up process, right? Sometimes we just look at it as like, I need a new client. I need a new client. Can we back up? You know, before we get a driver's license, we need to learn how to drive, right? So before you get the person to sign up, let's get them to show interest in what you offer. And so this strategy is you share a strategic question in a Facebook group you're in or on your personal Facebook profile, and you do it with a block color screen, right? So you know how sometimes people will do this for just sharing thoughts on Facebook. So it may be like a light green background, and it'll be like, anyone up at 2 a.m. or is it just me? Right? So you don't only use that feature of Facebook to share interesting thoughts or questions with the world. You can also use that to attract leads to your business. I'm going to read you one of my recent ones that I'm using to attract women into a VA starter kit I created. Okay, it says, my client went from making 25 an hour to 75 an hour as a virtual assistant. I share the strategy she used and the skills she used in my new mini course. Who wants access before I make it paid? Question mark. And then I have people who have already started responding. So I think 16 people have responded on my personal profile, and like 67 have responded in a group that I posted it in, right? So you're just going to share whatever it is that you're doing, and you do want to make it juicy. That's why it's a strategic question. And then you ask who wants an invitation or who wants access, right? Okay. The next one is in a Facebook group, you can, and I really want to reiterate that if you did 2 to 3 of these a day, it wouldn't even take 30 minutes and it would help you bring in clients. So the business coach in me feels responsible to tell you, don't let this just be an episode that you listen to and you're like, oh, she's making some great points, and you don't take action. I could encourage you 2 of these once a day, every day for the next 5 days, right? And ideally you continue. All righty. So what you do is you go into a Facebook group and you search for questions relevant to your niche and you provide a valuable answer. So if you are a website designer, you could literally just go in groups you're a member of, and then you type in website in a search, and then it'll show you all the recent posts of people who are saying they need help with the website. And you can just say, hey, I offer an introductory of this, this, and this. Or, hey, I know it can be hard when you're going through different people and different costs. That's why I created this to let you know exactly what my process is, right? Or if you are a personal trainer and someone is saying they're struggling with losing weight, they're just not sure why they can't stay away from sugar, you can share some tips on what they can do to stay away from sugar. And if they'd like to learn more, they can book a call with you because this is what you specialize in, right? And that leads us to 9, which is, once again, in Facebook groups, you can search for questions that are relevant to your niche. And in this one, you're going to share a free resource that supports what they're asking. And so it always looks something like this. So for example, for me, I'm a business coach. So sometimes I will look for someone saying, I don't know how to make money. I don't know how to generate revenue. I don't know how to do my business plan. I'm overwhelmed with marketing. I'll look up just certain words that I know clients will say, right? And once I type them in, and I find posts of women who have shared, you know, their issue, I respond, hey, I actually have a YouTube video where I show you how to do a sales page. Would you like me to send you the link, right? And I'll send my YouTube video. Or I'll say, hey, I actually have a podcast on how you can grow your business to a full-time income working part-time hours. Would you like me to send you the link? Do you see the pattern? Or even with course creation, since I help my clients with that, I'll say, hey, I have a free guide that I created where I go through the best and worst softwares based on your budget and goals. Would you like me to send you the link? And you may be wondering, oh, okay, so you're asking for permission? Yes, because the human element is something that can be so easily lost online. In a time where you go to networking events and people just hand you their business cards, you don't even know their name yet. It is so important to treat people like humans, treat them like friends, right? Let them know that you have something that can help them, and then ask if they like it, right? And the beautiful thing about that is that when they say yes, they're more interested, they're a little bit more invested. And that also allows you to follow up later, right? Because if you just say, oh, hey, I have a video on that, and then you post it and they don't ever respond, sometimes people will say thank you. But if they don't respond now, if you're following up, it's just like you're talking at them, versus if they say they want it, if you follow up after that, it's just keeping the conversation going. So we want to go about it in a really integral way. So you're building a relationship, right? And then the last one is you can do a Facebook Live, and you can just announce that you have a program or a service available and you're hosting informational sessions, a free 20-minute informational sessions for anyone who would like to learn more. Once again, you will find that instead of just telling people or talking at people, when you take the time to tell people, like, listen, my service helps people who have this issue, and this issue, and my process is this, this, and this, and you walk away with the benefits of this, this, and this. If you'd like to have an informational session with me where I go over how this could help you where you are, you know, let me know below and I'll send you the link to book a call. When you take the pressure off of people and you keep it simple, you will be surprised how fast it can turn into results. So there you have it, 10 simple but powerful ways that you can post or send an email or DM to get a client ASAP. And if you found this helpful, I'd love for you to share a review below. And by the way, if you're like me and you're a visual person, and wow, it's been really, really helpful, maybe you even have some notes or you're already kind of thinking, I'm going to listen to this later when I'm in front of a notebook so I can take some notes. What if I told you I already had notes for you? What if I told you that I only gave you 10 strategies here and I have a workbook where I give you 33 ways to market your business without using paid ads? So every day of the month, you could literally just open the workbook and put your finger down. And every day of the month, you can literally just follow them one by one by one. And so you don't ever have to feel stuck on what to post to promote your business, what to post to get a client. And what if I told you, you can have a copy of it for free? All you have to do is leave a review on this podcast on Apple, the on a, I'm sorry, on the Apple podcast page on Christian Shepreneur Academy, right? Just leave us a review on your experience of this podcast, your takeaways, and email us a screenshot at podcast@growmybrand.org. And we are going to send that straight to your inbox, a digital copy of it. And of course, as a business and mindset coach, I am aware of the awareness versus execution divide. What is that, Angel? That is, it's one thing to be made aware of something, it's another thing to actually do it. Right now, you are aware of 10 ways to get a client today or very, very soon. How many of you will do it? How many of you will try one of the strategies once or twice? And if you don't see immediate results, go back to what you've been doing. That is not what you've been doing. If you've been avoiding money generating activities, if you've been avoiding effective marketing, and that's marketing that brings you results, not just posting and talking at people and no one's engaging or signing up for your services. Going back to that is not going to grow your business. It's not going to create the business and life that you are after, nor is it going to create the influence that you are after. You can't help the people that God has for you to help, nor can you generate the income that you desire to have or enjoy the flexibility and freedom that comes with it if you're not doing the right activities. When you're in the early stages of your business and you're stabilizing your income, mentorship, direction, and simply put, help is so important. That's why I created my Christian CEO program. It is a comprehensive experience that takes you from where you are now to having made your first five figures in your business. It takes you to a place where you're clear on the skills and strategies you need to make your first five and then your first six figures. If you're ready to grow your business and you want to skip the endless hours of YouTube research, then click on the link below this podcast to join us in Christian CEO. Thank you so much for listening.